As for the other, if he gets a brief respite after his deeds, it should be considered insignificant, for the storm comes again, and there are waves once more. But he who controls himself does not let this turmoil even touch him, nor allows the sea to rise, nor the wild beast to roar. And even if he experiences some hardship in restraining such an impulse, so too does the other, constantly receiving blows and jabs and unable to bear the sting. It's as if there's a wild horse raging and struggling, and someone checks him with the reins, controlling him with all authenticity, while another, just to avoid the trouble, gives him the reins, only to be dragged around and carried here and there by him.